Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. This is Beth. Happy Thursday. It is July 21st, and it's a big day, huh, in the NFL. Thank you for tuning in. And there's a lot to talk about, but we must stay focused on the topic of self-made billionaire, entrepreneur extraordinaire, Mr. Mark Cuban, the owner of the current number one NBA team, the Dallas Mavericks. And wow, the Dallas Mavericks, have you all checked out the NBA schedule? Hoping that the NBA lockout will will discontinue soon, just like hopefully the NFL lockout hopefully will end in the very, 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 very near future. But I mean, their opening game will be played against the Chicago Bulls. Isn't that amazing? And on Christmas Day, they're scheduled to play the Miami Heat. So, I mean, you know, like, check out the overall schedule. Check out your favorite team schedules. But, you know, you definitely can check out the Mavs schedule. Yeah, they released the schedule early. So maybe they're hoping that the NBA lockout does not last, especially it's not lengthy like the NFL lockout has been, because their season starts soon, right? It's like they have a very short time off because their training camps start, like the end of August, beginning of September, and usually their preseason games usually start like the beginning of October, and then the season usually start right when it's time for the World Series, right? So hopefully the MLB does not have a lockout also. But the players did not vote yesterday, the NFL players, like they were supposed to. So I guess the owners and the players will vote today, and we'll find something out real, real soon. But there's just been so much going on in the news right now. I mean, Kim Kardashian is in the news regarding filing a lawsuit against Old Navy regarding her image and their current, spokesmodel. But wow, that's amazing. I didn't even have that jotted down from my notes, but it's been big news this morning about that. And what's so sad is the end of NASA's space shuttle program. Oh my God, if former President Ronald Reagan were living, he would be in so much shock. He was definitely a proponent of the space shuttle program. Wow, you know, because you know that was during his administration when we experienced the first launch, remember? So that was just an amazing, amazing event. So I'm surprised we don't, with that program ended, I'm surprised we don't have another program to immediately begin, you know, with different types of NASA aircraft to explore the space. Space exploration is so important. You know, it's just so important for us to study what's going on out there, you know, really. And if you all listen to some of my earlier broadcasts, I think I featured a broadcast. I myself, my mother, my sister and I, when I was a young girl in grade school, we seen a UFO. And so, you know, so it just makes you wonder, you know, what's going on. Apparently other beings from other planets like to explore also, or there wouldn't be so many UFO allegedly sightings going on here, right? But exploration is it's just so important for different reasons. I mean, dealing with our satellite system and the way we do business down here on the planet Earth. So, I don't know. I know there will be a lot of private space travels going on, but it's so important for NASA to definitely speed up the process of presenting a new program for space exploration. That's just my little two cents, you know. I mean, really. But then Mo Williams current NBA player for LA Clippers. He's a native of Jackson, Mississippi, where I am right now. And he was a standout high school player for Merle High School. And you all know he formerly played for the Cleveland Cavaliers. But, you know, at the beginning of the year, he joined Blake Griffin with the LA Clippers. So he's in town for his annual basketball camp at Jackson Academy. And for his annual charity golf event here in Mississippi. And so he's been telling local media also that he is also think if the NBA lockout continues, he's also considering doing what some of his peers are considering doing if the NBA lockout does not end, and that's to play outside of the States. You know, and a lot of them are choosing, you know, to do that because, yes, they love their game and it's a good way to stay in shape, but then also it does expand their marketability also. And so, I mean, marketability equals value. I mean, this is me talking now, so that's good. And they have a lot of fans all across the world. But, I mean, that's they have to make their plans, too, if the NBA lockout continues. But hopefully the NBA lockout, the NBA season will also start on time. But it's been some amazing stuff. I see where my Fox, DFW.com reports that LSU is planning to brew and sell their own beer. And, I mean, they're not wasting any time. They plan on releasing that beer this fall season. So I'm wondering if that's going to be a debate with Jackson State. We have a stadium here, and now that stadium, Ole Miss, Mississippi State, and a lot of, you know, Mississippi is a college state, and so Ole Miss and Mississippi State used to play a lot of their games here in the capital city before they built their respective stadiums in their areas. And then also we have big SWAC games, and our stadium also has hosted NFL exhibition games also before, preseason games. I remember in the 90s we I think that the Eagles and someone played here, but now the stadium is property of Jackson State University now. And throughout the years there have been debate about serving of alcoholic beverages at the stadium. So I'm wondering what is would be Jackson State's stance also now that the stadium is in ownership of the school. What would be their stance of selling alcoholic beverages? But LSU is they're brewing up their own beer. And they are going to have it on market this fall season. Isn't that amazing? I happen to have been raised on beer. One of my uncles, I mean, he can make the best home brewed beer and wine out there. I mean, really, I'm not joking. In recent years, he's retired from doing it because of, you know, health issues, and my aunt, his wife passed away a few years ago also. But, I mean, my goodness, my uncle can make the best homebrew beer. I mean, I honestly shouldn't even, some of you that know me know I started drinking beer at a very, very young age. And to me, you know, beer is, like, very healthy if you don't go overboard with it and just get drunk on beer and in the alcoholic beverage. But I bet that beer is pretty good. You see, kids, Rock has his own beer also called Bad You Know What, ASS. I'm sure his beer tastes good, too. I was about to say, I wonder how does it taste. But Mike and Mike have been having a very interesting conversation this morning. Right now they're talking about the University of New Mexico's head coach, Steve Everett, banned his players from tweeting. But earlier they were talking about also USC's running back, Mark Budger, who had gotten in trouble, who had gotten in trouble for the comments that he had made to TMZ. But you know what? We must remember that these guys are student athletes. But then also, are a lot of our student athletes coached and trained regarding how to communicate with the media or just regular fans when certain questions are asked. I mean, I guess it's supposed to have been all in a joking manner. You know, I'm not saying he shouldn't have been suspended because, you know, USC has definitely been one school that's been under the spotlight regarding certain subjects. But remember, these young men are not professional NBA or CFL, et cetera, players. They are still student-athlete players. Yes, they are student-athlete players at this high-profile university, but they're still young student-athlete players, and they're just out having a good time. But, you know, this is my opinion. I'm not saying he shouldn't have been reprimanded. Yeah, because, you know, we have to think before we speak, right? And think before we tweet, right? So, you know, I guess he's suspended, you know, before the USC's opener against Michigan and so on. But I'm just curious to know, especially a school that's always under the spotlight because it's such a championship team and a school that produces some of the best athletes in this country and in this world. I mean, I don't know. Do they coach and train the young men how to deal with the media and how to deal with the public regarding certain situations? You know, really. I mean, I'm just wondering, do they? I mean, or maybe that should be a part of their practices, or when they're in the classroom section of practice. Is that incorporated in the teachings and training of off the field interactions? How to properly interact with others when you're out off the field and off season? You know, I'm just bringing up that question. I mean, I welcome your tweets or info or whatever. I mean, I'll visit USC's athletic department website also to find out myself also. But, you know, I'm just wondering. And then that's not just for USC. That's for colleges and universities, period. I mean, really, and even with rookies of professional sports, it's important for them to be educated on off the field and off season, how to deal with the public during off season and off the field interactions, right? I'm just saying, I mean, because some of us don't know, and a lot of time what's in the handbooks are for them, not for us to know anyway, but. Is that part of the teachings and the education of teaching them how to deal with the public? Like I said, USC is a school that's under the spotlight, period, anyway, because it produces some of the best athletes, you know. But we need to go ahead, because I said we were going to talk about the history of Mark Cuban, and hopefully in the near future I'll be able to talk with Mark, Mr. Cuban, Brian. I'm so glad Brian, his brother, has resumed his Blog Talk Radio show, The Revolution Rant. And does he not rant? He has some of the best guests. I'm so glad he has resumed his Blog Talk Radio show. I just don't know what to do. I mean, his program is one program that encouraged me to start my own. I like listening to Mark's program. Lil Flip had a program. Sexy India, some of the spiritual advisors, business shows. BlackTalkRadio.com has some of the most diverse and just a niche market talk shows out there. I mean, I just love it. So you all definitely, if you have not listened to any of the other Blog Talk Radio shows, please support the other Blog Talk Radio shows also because they are awesome shows. I mean, from spirituality to parenting to non-parenting to singles. I mean, there are shows that cover every topic out there, honestly. And, you know, shout out to all the advertisers and those that advertise during my live show and also during my archive shows. But back to Mark Cuban. Mark Cuban will be celebrating a birthday real soon. He and I both are Leos. He was born in July the 31st in 1958. Recently, I told Reggie Ruffneck that he would be turning 54, but he and Prince are the same age, so he'll be turning 53. But he just like Prince, Mark looks 10 years, 15 years younger than what he actually is. We all know him as the number one NBA team owner of the Dallas Mavericks. But he is talking about some of you, a lot of you know more about Mark because you've worked with Mark. But Mark also is the power behind Landmark Theaters, Magnolia Pictures. I mean, he's co-owner of 2929 Entertainment. He's co-founder, chairperson of HDNet, HDTV Cable Network. I mean, Mark's net worth is $2.5 billion. You're talking about, we talk about self-made millionaires. He's a self-made billionaire. In U.S. dollars, he is worth $2.5 billion. I've tweeted and posted info that Forbes.com had presented. So visit Forbes.com and, you know, search Mark Cuban. You don't really have to search it because you'll see where he's they have a really neat profile about Mark Cuban. He's been married for almost 10 years to the former Miss Tiffany Stewart, who's a former ad executive. And you all have been, you know, you've watched the parade. You've seen his wife and his daughters and his very young, cute little son. He has two pretty little girls and a son. She is a member of Mark's charitable organization. She's on the board, well, a board member of that. Now, his alma mater is Indiana University. Mark skipped his high school senior year, and instead of going to school his senior year, he enrolled as a full-time student at the University of Pittsburgh. Then he transferred to Indiana University in Bloomington, Indiana, and then he graduated in 81 with a bachelor's degree in business administration. And Mark and his brothers, Jeff and Brian, they were raised in Pittsburgh, in the suburbs of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, in a nice neighborhood area called Mount Lebanon. His Jewish working-class family name was shortened from Shabinsky, I hope I said that right, when his Russian grandparents arrived at Ellis Island. He has come a long way from the 12-year-old who once sold garbage bags to play for a pair of expensive basketball sneakers. And also, while Mark was in college, he bartended, he was a disco dancing instructor, and he even was a party promoter. He was some other previous research, which you all know I learn and read a lot about Mark. He's an awesome DJ. Now, I have 10 seconds, so what's up? What's up? Hope the NFL lockout ends today, but I'm going to continue talking. Hopefully those of you can stick with me. If not, listen to the show in its entirety at my profile at blogtalkradio.com, Katasha Inc. Beth. And I want to thank you all also because I have reached 22K plus views. So thank you so much for your support. But back to Mark. He paid for college by collecting and selling stamps, and even earned $1,100 from starting a chain letter. And Mark, after he graduated and received his bachelor's in business administration from Indiana University, that is when he moved to Big D. He did move back to Pittsburgh a little while, but then he moved to Big D in 82. And then he one of his first jobs was that as a bartender. And then he worked as a salesperson for one of Dallas's first PC software retailers, Your Business Software. He was terminated within a year from that job because he was beginning to talk business about starting his own business with clients from his job. So when he was fired, he went ahead and started his own company called Michael Solutions. And also, guess what? What helped him build that company? His former clients from the job that he was fired from. Yeah. So what happened, his clientele grew and grew. Perot Systems was one of his largest clients. Now the story's coming together. Perot Systems, one of his biggest clients. The Perots owned the Dallas Mavericks, right? Right. Cuban sold Michael Solutions to CompuServe, then a subsidiary of H&R Block, for $6 million. Okay, after taxes, Cuban was able to keep $2 million. Then he and one of his friends, a former alum from Indiana University, Todd Wagner, they started a company together called AudioNet. Then AudioNet became Broadcast.com in 98. 99, Broadcast.com had literally exploded into a medium-sized million-dollar company. 330 employees. By their second quarter, revenue was at $13.5 million. Then you all remember when the dot-com boom happened. Broadcast.com was acquired by Yahoo for $5.9 billion in Yahoo stock. And the rest is history. Success, 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 success. Success, 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 success. Mark decided, hey, because he and his friend, because they both love webcast and love sports, that's what one reason why they combined their talents and started AudioNet in the first place. But being a super sports fan that he is and a big supporter of the Mavericks, then, you know, that's when Mark inquired about owning the Mavericks and became the owner in 2000. I have and I will continue to post information and more about Mark Cuban, and because the story continues, right, after that, right? And HDNet started in 2001. That was the year after he purchased the Dallas Mavs. And so they're celebrating 10 years right now, right? HDNet. So that's pretty cool, and that's pretty awesome. So the story continues, and I love profiling my favorite people. You know, and I've profiled Mark Hankins, one of my favorite designers, which he will be presenting on HSN in the next couple of days. He's already in Tampa preparing for his presentations on HSN. And I will profile other of my favorites and obviously some of you all favorites. You know, I did a birthday show for Prince on his birthday, and other fave companies and teams and people and places and things, really. But I love to profile people. It's something that I've always loved to do from childhood it's what you see on the surface, but what's behind the person? What drives this person to be this person? And especially those people that are literally living the American dream. If it's everyday people just doing their best to live comfortably, you know, a comfortable life, or those that some people don't plan on being self-made millionaires and billionaires, but it happens that way, you know? So, yeah. So you all can follow Mark at M. Cuban on Twitter and his brother Brian at B. Cuban. And I think Jeff is at Jeff Cuban. And you can friend them on Facebook because they really post awesome pictures also. We can like their pages also. And even Brian's talk show is, you can like the Revolution Rants and visit his website at BrianCuban.com. And then Mark, he has an awesome blog. You all should definitely read a blog that he had written. I always promote his blog because he definitely shares and answers very good business questions. I mean, it's probably, you know, really good questions. And, you know, he will be a part of the next season of Shark Tank also. So congratulations to him regarding that also. But what was I about to say? Oh, yeah, his blog Maverick, is an awesome blog. So you should subscribe to his blog because it's just awesome. And in recent news, there has been a very sad story that happened after Dallas Mavericks won their championship game. And this is something that my friend Reggie Richard brought to my attention because I think I had maybe seen a headline here and there, but you know, we've all been just caught up in the big win, but something very serious and something bad had happened after the Dallas Mavericks won their won their history-making game. A Dallas Mavericks fan was brutally beaten and raped after leaving a sports bar in Dallas, and pretty much left for dead. And there have been rewards out for her assailants. And when Mr. Cuban found out about this, he was just literally devastated. I don't know what is going on right now, if they've captured the guys or not. I guess we would know, because they would definitely make a breaking news announcement that they have caught the assailants. But they had some rewards out to capture these guys, but Mark is playing a major part in finding out who did this to one of the Dallas Mavs' biggest fans. After leaving us, watching the game, she literally got attacked and brutally raped and beaten in the hospital for literally a long time. Really, I don't know if she's still in the hospital or not. But it just devastated Mark and the city of Dallas and the sports community. And as the sports community more and more worldwide found out about this happening, are just devastated by this news. Even fans of the other teams. I mean, we all are in this together, being supporters of the sports that we love. But we are devastated when bad things happen to people just trying to enjoy life. And so Mark has really been instrumental in capturing the person or the people who committed this horrific crime against a Dallas Mavericks super fan. And I really don't, like I said, I don't know what's going on. With that, there's been stories tweeted and posted. If you all read my WordPress page, Culture Shock Entertainment Reports .wordpress.com. I have the story posted on that, and it's on my Tumblr page also, KULTURESHOKENTBETH.tumblr.com. But then you, like I said, you can visit my WordPress page, and then also the links are there. You can read the other sports stories, and then Google the story, because it might be updated information on what's going on, right now, if they're questioning anybody or not. But I just wanted to share that too. And Mark is like I had mentioned that his wife is on a board member of his charitable arm. But Mark is definitely a big humanitarian also, and that's being a humanitarian right there, really caring about what happens to those that support you. And not to mention with the Dallas Mavericks celebration of events and parade, he footed the bill. He didn't think that the city should have to foot that bill, and he footed the bill for that. So I just want to shout out Mr. Mark Cuban, the Cuban family, the Cuban brothers, and my fellow Mav Nation supporters, and shout out to my other favorite teams also, the Hornets and the Saints and the Cowboys, and the leagues, period, because I have I'm a sports lover, period, and I love other sports also. But this is an example. This is something, a story that's very encouraging to those of us who love America. And who believe in the American dream worldwide. So I'll schedule another profile show in the near future, and then we'll continue talking about the Mark Cuban story too, because it's always exciting, isn't it? And hopefully when I get my browser upgraded, hopefully, maybe we'll get a chance to chat with he and some of the guys from the Mavs also. Okay? But I thank you all for your support, and God bless, and until next time. Do what you do. Spread love and be you. I rhyme. But also remember, tomorrow's story will be about Mark Cosmetics, about, making your mark, you mark guys and girls. So I'll be talking about our new products and our new promos. And Mark is going on tour also, Mark Cosmetics, scheduling opportunity meetings, first covering 5 major cities and then 25 more cities. So, until next time, if God willing, chat with you all tomorrow. Okay? God bless, and I love you very much and appreciate you. Thank you for supporting Culture Shock Entertainment Reports.